With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on We Scream for ice cream.
Oh, I want strawberry.
And 4% while you're screaming at the amusement park. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. Now when you and the family go out, you cash in. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
I have seen gods fly. I've seen men build weapons that I couldn't even imagine.
Uh-huh.
I've seen aliens drop from the sky.
Yeah.
But I have never seen anything like this. How much more are you hiding?
Hola! Let's go, go, go.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? What?
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
Hey guys, you're on with me, Uma Pagan Ampake Pagan, Ian McNally and Bahir Yusuf. It's time for another episode of Trailer Watch. There's a brand new trailer for Black Panther, the next installment in the Marvel Cinematic Universe after Thor Ragnarok. This is a slightly different version of the trailer that they showed at SDCC.
Oh, really?
It's slightly edited. And, you know, there were people in the room crying then. It had a standing ovation. The cast hadn't actually seen the trailer.
Oh.
So the cast were insanely excited at this trailer during San Diego Comic-Con as well. So we finally got to see it. It's set to Vince Staples' Bagback, which is kind of mixed in with some Gil Scott-Heron.
Yeah.
It's such a great trailer. There's so much energy in this trailer.
And continuing the Marvel tradition of, here's some cool stuff you've no idea what the movie's about.
No idea.
You know what, the start, the end, you know, you're just like, just take it.
The only thing you can kind of tell is that the movie takes place soon after Civil War because he's returned to Wakanda to kind of fill the void left by his father who dies in that movie.
Also, because it has... T'Challa's talking to Martin Freeman's character, Ever K. Ross, talking about, like, what else are you hiding? So that's a kind of a little beat. He's just wearing like a hoodie as well. It's like the looks of T'Challa is going to be like, I'm looking forward to the Vogue piece where it's just like he's wearing a hoodie and some sneakers. He's wearing a skin tight Black Panther purple vibranium suit and then like also insanely colorful African cultural clothes. It looks cool.
It looks really fun.
I rewatched it just before we got in and I don't know where to start. You know, I mean, for me, it's different because I don't know the characters as much. I know the placeholders. I know Wakanda and all that. I know
Black Panther from where he turns up another comic book saying no to Tony Stark. Like, no, I'm not helping you on this one. Or no, I'm not going to be joined in Civil War. Or no, I'm not going to get dragged into this. Wakanda's its own. He usually says no a lot of the time. My impression is that.
Yeah. But the thing that stood out for me, though, is when Black, he sounds a lot like...
Nelson Mandela, he is channeling Nelson Mandela with that accent.
It's not just the accent, but it's the presentation of the accent, right? The way he speaks. And I'm just like, I don't know if I like that decision.
Maybe it's, I'm sure it's intentional because, it's all about...
Also, it's not about your opinion on this.
I know.
Well, you know, the character of Nakia does ask him, what kind of king do you want to be?
He wants to be a hip-hop king.
He wants to be a hip-hop king. No, but it just looks marvelous though, right? Those acrobatic...
Marvelous.
Marvelous. Oh,
I see what you did there.
No, but those acrobatic car chases, all the fight sequence look... Like they've just been choreographed to within an inch of their lives. They're like this. There's like this ballet-like movement
Live
to all
supple,
of them, right?
Right?
Mm. Yeah.
Didn't he do the car flippy thing from Civil War? He was chasing the car flip.
Yes.
Now he's doing something similar, but the car is flipping. He's flipping. He's in Korea. He's running up against walls.
Yeah.
His suit appears out of nowhere for some reason.
All of those Wakanda gadgets. There's one scene where one of the characters is driving a car that looks like it has a steering wheel made out of light.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on there.
There was also one that shot of as they were flying into Wakanda. One of the pilot pilot wasn't really doing anything with her hands.
It was Flight of the Navigator.
Yeah, I was just that was
There's
cool.
also a shot of like street level Wakanda, and it looks like Star Wars.
It does.
There's a, they've got like giant ring. It looks like an actually not Star Wars. It looks like a planet they visit on Rick and Morty. There's like you know, there's like a flying tube train station in the background. It's just going through rings.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like it's not held to the ground. No. There's weird writing everywhere. There's just people everywhere. It looks cool.
There's all this amazing Afrofuturism stuff going on that we've never actually seen on screen before. You know, after watching, I think, Blade Runner and a few other films recently, you know, Bahir and I were talking about what could surprise us in the way that a lightsaber did with Star Wars. Mm. And I think something like this is that thing, because we've never seen this on screen before. And I guess that's the argument for, I guess, diverse storytelling and diverse filmmaking, because all of this stuff exists in literature, in maybe graphic novels, but big budget cinema has never seen this. And finally, there's some money going behind putting this on the screen with all those visual effects and art design and
also
everything.
It's just that everything's so colorful, right?
Yes.
It's the dark, it's not drab, it's not the end of a DC movie.
It's not even that, right? Like, it's this thing of like, in Western culture and cultures that we've seen all the time, when it's a formal attire, everybody's wearing a black suit, red gown, you know, it's all black there. But then, because I was rewatching the earlier teaser, and there was like there was a scene at like a waterfall, and all these people were dancing up in the rocks, and they were all just like there were shades of yellow, green, and red. It was beautiful.
Yeah. And it's something as well that, like, I think there's been a lot of backlash about Blade Runner recently, because the original more, I think, than the newer one is like it's got this Asian infected future, without any Asians in it. It's like, what happened to all the Asians? It's kind of weird.
There was an Asian guy that was selling noodles to Decker.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe there was just that one guy.
There was that.
And the guy who designed eyeballs.
And the snake guy.
And the snake guy. Yeah.
But but it was a question that was raised about that. And I think it is, this is the perfect time for them to be doing this, because the Marvel movies were going to get samey. And this and Thor Ragnarok are like, bright, colorful, look at this, woo! Yeah. You know, it's giving you a new vision.
Yes.
Also, is it not just the best cast ever assembled on screen? I mean, wait. Chadwick Boseman, Lupita Nyong'o, Danai Gurira, Angela Bassett,
Angela
Michael
Bassett's one
B.
moment
Jordan.
Is cool. She says something like, you know, you got to go do your job or something. And he's like, it's Angela Bassett, yeah!
Michael B. Jordan. I love Michael B. Jordan.
What's going on? He's A, ripped. B, he's got like mumps, like little tiny bites
scale
all over him.
Type thing.
I don't know.
Maybe that's the suit. He's got the suit built into him.
Oh, that was so cool.
Something like that. I mean, he's Killmonger, who is Black
Eric
Panther's.
Killmonger. It's not a nickname. It's his real name.
It's a real name. Who is Black Panther's nemesis, of course.
Just the look, though. Even the haircut, and he's got this rhino mask thing, which looks kind of badass.
Daniel Kaluuya from Get Out. Sterling K. Brown, who just won the Emmy for This Is Us. Forrest Whitaker. Most likely doing Forrest Whitaker. And, of course, Martin Freeman and Andy Serkis. There is a great tweet that you found.
Yeah, it was a tweet from Ye Blood on Twitter, and it was just, I think it was resharing something off Reddit, and it just says, there's only two white people on the poster are Bilbo and Gollum. I am okay with this. And Baghdad Ass Up, I think, on Reddit said, they're the Tolkien white guys.
Yes!
I just like, I was like, that's my favorite
that's the
line.
Best
guy,
that's the best pun I've ever heard.
Yeah, yeah. The cleverest thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to get to see Andy Serkis in live action.
Yes.
And he gets to wear an emergency jacket. And, you know, he gets to use the claw.
Yes, because he only has one hand from Ultron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's nice little tying that in, and you get to be a villain. It's cool.
I am so excited about this movie, and it's not that far away. It's in February.
Did you see the bro shake? There's like, T'Challa's not married, or is there like a romantic thing going on there? But he's just like, he crosses his hands and does like a Three Amigos thing.
Yeah, yeah.
The two of them do it at the same time. It's like, so cool.
This is going to blow the box office wide open in February.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
And Ryan Coogler, man. I mean, after what he did with Creed, I loved Creed last year. It was one of my favorite movies. And yeah, after what he did with that, I'm so happy he's directing this film.
Yeah.
And
it's lit.
If you want to brush up on some Black Panther stuff, so I only started reading Black Panther after Ta-Nehisi Coates started writing the series, and it's brilliant. His run on Black Panther, it's still going on, is so, so good. And apparently, I think maybe Ryan Coogler has borrowed some stuff from that most recent series as well. So,
is there some mystical stuff in there? Because it seems to be him walking up to a tree full of like Black Panthers.
But
stuff
isn't that his thing about when he takes?
He goes
king.
To converse with his ancestors.
Yeah.
And it's also all purpley. in the comic book. So,
oh, nice. Because it's a very purpley sky.
Where,
and
so I'm thinking that's where it's going.
Mm. And it looks like he gets a new suit as well, which is like purple to the max.
Oh, also, yeah, because the purple color theme is something that runs through the Ta-Nehisi Coates series as well. So it seems like they're really picking some cool stuff out from the comics.
The color
and
Is that bit at the end where he fights Michael B. Jordan's character, who's got gold accents?
He's
on
got
his
own suit.
Although when I
he's got cheap ass vibranium. He's got some of the adamantium knockoff. Wait, they can't use adamantium, can they?
No, they can't because that's X-Men.
Yeah, but vibranium works anyway.
It does.
But I think because like when I like the less flashy suit, just the black and what looked like
a silver necklace?
Yeah, a necklace, but like teeth kind of.
That's a Civil War suit, I think.
Yeah, I really like that one. But when I saw the purple one, I was like, a little disco.
Just notice Bahir is wearing, for the listener at home, Bahir is wearing a purple shirt.
He is.
Hands up. Yeah. I will accept that.
It's a little disco.
Yeah. But no, I would have preferred just like the clean black suit. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, he has his stealth suit and his disco suit.
I want Black Panther in multiple suits and him just like, suck it, Stark. Look what I got.
Yeah. That's the background I want to see. I want to hear that, right? Because Wakanda is always been told to be this place that's super advanced, and I want to see that more. I'm hoping that we'll delve into that, see Wakanda more.
I think we're going to, man. Just from the clips we've seen.
Just from the cool flying cars.
Yeah.
And even
and there's a cool flying car fight.
Yes.
It looks like that. And they look like Jags or something flying around up there. They've got like nice, the wide profile on them. They've got like the little, I think you can almost see the little lines in the back window for heating it up to keep to demist it. You know what I mean? They just look expensive. Expensive flying car thingies.
I can't wait. The Black Panther trailer is now out. We're going to post it on Facebook for you, also on our Twitter feed. Check out the trailer. Let us know what you think. We've had some response on Twitter already. People seem pretty psyched about this.
Kind of.
Yeah. I'm on at Umar Pagan.
I'm on at McNasty Prime.
I'm Bahir White.
This is At The Movies on BFM 89.9.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the court from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised.
Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar. Just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.